we read in today's gospel about John the Baptist, and he said that he is not the Christ. He is not Elias. He is not the prophet. But Jesus Christ himself, talking about John, he said that John is more than a prophet, plus quam prophetam. In the Old Testament, all the prophets obviously pointed the Messiah under the shadow of the prophecies. But John the Baptist had a tremendous mission to point the Messiah in person. Actually, continuing today's gospel, it says, the next day, John saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who taketh away the sins of the world. So Jesus Christ is the Lamb, the victim for our sins. But you know what? The work of our redemption is not only about forgiveness of sins, but also is the restoration of the supernatural life in our soul. This is the divine banquet to which everyone is invited to be united with God through the humanity of Jesus Christ. I remember when four religious sisters came to help us. Father Dominic and I invited them to a very nice restaurant just to thank them for their help. And the meal was really very expensive. After eating, Father Dominic asked the waiter, please the check. The waiter went to look for the check, and he came back, and he said, don't worry, somebody else paid for you already. And I said to myself, what? Such a great sacrifice, because the meal was very expensive. Well, when Jesus Christ is talking about his body and blood, he's talking about the price. You can distinguish in the example at the restaurant the price and the meal. Jesus Christ in the Gospel, according to St. John, he says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. So when Jesus Christ is talking about his body, about his blood, obviously he's talking about the price of this divine banquet. And this is a great sacrifice that Jesus did for all of us. At the restaurant was a stranger who paid our meal. Well, Jesus Christ, you know, paid for our redemption. The price in the divine banquet, well, is precisely the fruit of the work of our redemption. Actually, Jesus Christ himself said, desiderium desideravi manducare ista pascam vobiscum. With a great desire, I desire to eat this Pasch with you. Divine banquet, which is precisely the dwelling of God in our soul through the grace of God. But this divine banquet obviously has a great price. I will say an infinite price. And this is the body and blood of Jesus that he offered at Calvary in holy sacrifice to God the Father. So, in today's epistle, St. Paul says, Gaudete. Gaudete in Domino iterum dico gaudete. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. Because the Lord is near. Desiderum desideravi. With a great desire. I desire to eat this Pasch with you. And this is precisely the great work of our redemption. The price was his sacrifice. And the fruit, well, obviously, our union with God. Actually, in one parable, Jesus Christ compared this divine union with God by the parable of the great dinner. But as you remember, the parable, many people put excuses. Oh, no, I don't have time because I bought a farm, I had to go and see, something like that. Many people refuse this great invitation to the divine banquet. Also, the redemption of mankind is extended, especially in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. You see the host, you see the chalice. But this is the price. But Jesus Christ, according to the Council of Trent, from the 16th century, well, Jesus Christ is present in body, blood, soul, and divinity in the host. And Jesus Christ is present in body, blood, soul, in divinity, and divinity in the chalice. That's why you don't need to take from the chalice when you receive Holy Communion, when you receive the host, because you are receiving the whole Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So why this separation? Well, once again, this is the price. The price of his sacrifice at Calvary. That's why the priest raises the host in order to be worshipped. And after, the priest raises the chalice in order to be worshipped, because Jesus is in both species. This is the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. So, John the Baptist says, prepare the way of the Lord. Be ready by putting away anything worldly, just keeping the commandment, persevering in sanctifying grace, receiving the sacrament. This is a great invitation. Let us be faithful to this invitation. Let us not put excuses for this great dinner. This is spiritual dinner. This is our union with God in this life through sanctifying grace. In the other life, to see God forever and ever. But remember, let us be thankful to Jesus Christ because the price was very high. It was his life. He shed all his blood to obtain our redemption. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.